The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
It's Monday, April 15, 2024. We want to welcome you to tonight's broadcast. This is End Time Headlines News and Headlines from a Prophetic Perspective. I am your host, Ricky Scapparo, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And we want to officially welcome you to the program tonight. If you are new, and this is your first time joining us, somebody invited you into the program, whatever the case, maybe you stumbled on, we want to welcome you. Let us know in the comment section below where you guys are joining us from and if you are new. Real quick before we get started, we do have a free app. It's available for Apple and Android users alike. You can go to your Play Store, depending on what your device is. Find our app there. Just type in End Time Headlines. If you're listening by Spotify or by Apple, again, just type in End Time Headlines. Look for our official ETH trademark logo. Download our free app today. Hit yes to push notifications. For you guys that are watching the video stream of this, under the description of this video, there is a link where it says download our free app. All you got to do is click on that link, and it's going to take you right into it. And guys, do me a favor real quick. Please smash that like button. Hit that bell notification. All that to help us push out our messages across these platforms like Rumble and YouTube. All right, guys, I got a couple stories that I want to share with you that are unbelievable, but they're not. If you know the Bible, one of these, we're going to share one story at the first half of this segment. Then I'm going to share another story at the second half of this segment. And I'll be honest, I was flooded with different emotions, anger, sadness, just all kinds of things. And you get to a point where you get disgusted, and then you just move into these different transitions of emotions. You're disgusted, you're appalled, you're angry, you have righteous indignation, and then you just, where I was this morning, I just wept. I wept over what I'm going to share with you today, because this is the condition of the church right now. This is what we're seeing in the church today. And I want to take you to the book of Micah. This is one we don't talk about a lot, but it is one of the prophets of the Bible, Micah, the book of Micah, chapter 3. And we're not going to read all of this, but I'm going to kind of skim over this. I'll pull the scripture up here so you guys can follow along. Again, we welcome everybody on Apple and Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcast from. We are in the book of Micah. We're going to be talking about some things going on in the church and why the Bible warned about this. And these are signs yet again of the end times. In the book of Micah, the prophet warned that the people of his day, who were in Israel, hated good and loved evil. Now, again, this is not just any people. This was God's people. This was the house of Israel. These were the ones that God consistently reached out to, consistently poured himself into. He consistently showed grace and mercy and forgiveness, and he went above and beyond. And today, this would be like the church. Again, we're going to show you Old Testament. We're going to show you New Testament. But the people of God's day, the prophet said, "You who hate good and love evil." I'm in Micah chapter 3. Micah begins to call out the prophets of his day, which again, the prophets were called to be, they were to stand in to be a representative of the voice of God. They were to bring correction. They were to build up. They were to plant. They were to tear down. You can find all this in the book of Isaiah, the functions of a prophet. They were to restore. They were to give hope. They were to give correction. They were to give rebuke. They were to give warning. All of these things that right there, you can find them in the book of Isaiah. And Micah noticed there was a trend in his day wherein which he says here, verse 5, Micah 3:5, "Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets." Now look what he says here, "who make my people stray." They're not, There was prophets in Micah's day that were not bringing people closer to God, but they were causing people to fall away from God. Now listen to this real closely. These prophets were always chanting, decreeing, declaring, and building their sermons around peace. Peace. There was things going on in Micah's day. There was the people of God had turned from God, turned from his commandments, turned from his statutes, turned from his decrees, his ways. They were worshiping idols. There were so many idols in that time. The Ashtaroth, Baal, Molech. There was all these idols, these idol gods that the people of God began to turn from the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they began to turn to these false gods. And these quote unquote prophets, by all means were false prophets, would get up. Even though the people were turning from the true God and God was warning them, if you turn from me and you replace me with your carved images, your gods made of wood, made of stone, made from your hands that have ears that cannot hear and eyes that cannot see and a mouth that cannot speak. If you turn to them, bad things are going to come to you. I'm going to remove my favor from you. The enemy will come in and devour you. You will be met with plagues, pestilence, famines, disaster, and the sword. That was the word of the Lord from the true prophets. But there was a rise of false prophets in Micah's day. And according to Micah, they were causing the people to go astray. Oh, you better hear what I'm preaching today, because I know where I'm going with this entire segment tonight. They were telling the people peace when there was no peace. They were telling the people, God is with you. God's going to bless you. God's going to favor you. God's going to prosper you and prosper your nation and prosper your family. Even though you're turning from him, you're committing abominations, you're shedding innocent blood, you're doing all of these things that are bringing the curse of the Lord upon your house. But the prophet said, no, peace, peace, peace. While they chew with their teeth. But who prepare war against him who puts nothing into their mouths? God is not even in their mouth, my friend. They're saying, thus saith the Lord, and God's not in their mouth. Verse 6, the sun shall go down on the prophets. The day shall be dark for them. Seers shall be ashamed, and the diviners abashed. Let me say that again. And the diviners, this is talking about divination, shall be abashed. Indeed, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer from God. And you scroll down here into verse 11, and Micah tells us that there were priests in that day. Again, today, being that the predominant audience here is going to be of the Protestant or Christian background, we could use pastor. The priest, if you would, of that day, the pastor of this day, look what it says here, guys, teach for pay. I said they teach for pay. They don't have a burden. They weren't called. They weren't sent. They teach for hire. They are, the book of John calls these hirelings. They are not servants, but hirelings. These are hirelings that have infiltrated the pulpits of churches across the world, not just America, across the world. This nonsense is going across the world now. America just gets more of a spotlight because of our media, because a lot of places the media has just been shut down or suppressed or censored, and we don't get a lot of this information. But Micah is saying, there were priests in his day, and there are pastors and evangelists and so-called apostles in this day that they want to teach for hire. They're hirelings. Their positions is an occupation to line their pockets. It's not for souls. It's not for edifying people, helping people, building up the church and filling God's house. Come on, with and filling the kingdom of God with souls. That's not what it's about to these people. He says, the priests are teaching for pay. Listen to this. And her prophets divine for money. I want to say that really clear again. The prophets are prophesying. I'll use that. Perry Stone coined that phrase. I'll use that from, I'll give him credit for that. They're prophesying for money. They're using bribery. They're using shenanigans. They're using, they're charlatans, the trick of the hand. They're manipulating people. They're using tactics that psychics would use. For example, let me show you an example of this. Guys, if what I'm showing you today doesn't move you, and it doesn't stir you, and it doesn't give you a righteous indignation, then friends, I weep for you. I weep for our children who are looking for a true, authentic church, and this is what they're getting presented. Look at this nonsense. Prophecy for sale. Prophets mimic psychics, charging up to $555 per phone call. What in the world is this about? A so-called prophet that calls himself Java, who is a flamboyant Zimbabwe-born but Maryland-based preacher, better known as Prophet Passion Java. According to the Christian Post, finances his lavish lifestyle by preaching a prosperity gospel, charging followers up to $555 for phone calls. This so-called prophet is well known for wearing expensive designer clothing and driving high-performance sports cars while attracting scrutiny from prophets and watches. Of course he is. This is the most profound thing about this, and this is what makes me weep. His Instagram account has 7.9 million followers. Let that soak in. 7.9 million followers are under this witchcraft, have fallen for this nonsense, has been deceived by the evil one, this seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. On his own website, Passing Java promotes one-on-one phone calls. You can call him up. You can go to his website and call him up for $555. And of course, there's a disclosure there that there are absolutely no refunds. So in other words, you pay your $555 to get your quote word of God. And if you don't like that, you don't get any refunds. Too bad. You just lost your $555. It's a loss for you, but it's a gain for him because his pocket just got fatter. Testimonials on the actual website sound familiar to ads for psychics. Quote, I had a one-on-one with Papa Prophet Passion. It makes me sick. Papa Prophet Passion in August. This is a person's testimony. He prophesied that within 6 months that I would have my visa. My visa has been approved by Canadian authorities. According to the so-called prophet's website, there's a long wait to receive a call from Pasha Java. People are lined up to make phone calls to this guy and pay $555 so that they can get a word from the Lord. Quote, please be advised that after registering, one-on-ones are based on prophet's schedule. The average wait time is 5 to 6 weeks, but can fluctuate. Thank you for waiting in a timely manner as we are expecting high volumes of registers. I bet you are, because the people are so gullible. Friends, again, listen to me. You can go down here to a Family Dollar, a Dollar General, a Walmart, and get you a $20 Bible And that's all you need. If you want a word from God, get you a Bible, open it up, and you'll get a word from God. This is sickening. If Passion Java makes 4 calls a week, just 4 telephone calls a week, he will generate over $100,000 in 1 year from just phone calls alone. Again, only 4 calls a week. He will generate $100,000 in 1 year from phone calls. Passion Java also gives, quote, prophetic messages during his sermons. And in a January 1st video, he prophesied that he will acquire a private jet in 2024. What is it with false prophets and these lavish jets that they push on the people, that they want the people to pay for these jets for them to fly around in first class on private jets? Well, I'm just saying, what is the deal? It almost seems like this is a trademark of the false prophet of this time. If they're pushing and prophesying and manipulating for a private luxury jet, you can probably take it to the bank that they're a false prophet. Oh, I don't care if this ruffles some feathers or not. I'm going to preach anyway. There's other preachers, Bernard Jordan and Manasseh Jordan, also profit from the prophecy business. Bernard Jordan's Zoe Ministries offers personal prophecies for $52. You pay him $52, he'll give you a personal prophecy. Meanwhile, Manasseh Jordan offers, quote, access to a live prophetic phone call with the prophet. Let me say that again. A live prophetic phone call with the prophet to members of his Diamond Partner Program. That's why we don't have... Can I just stop and say this real quick? Guys, that's why I will tell you this, and I'll tell you this over and over again. We don't manipulate people to give. We ask you to partner with us, but we don't have categories of partners. We don't have the bronze partners and the silver partners and the gold partners and the platinum partners. We don't give preferential treatment to somebody that gives us X amount of dollars versus somebody that don't. We don't send out gifts. We don't send out donor letters. We don't do any of that stuff. All we ask is you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. We don't manipulate people. Now, sometimes we'll send you out letters when we can, because some of y'all's letters that touch us, we try to reach out. That's why I always encourage you, leave your email address. Leave your email address in the letter when you send it to us, and we will try to email you back. But I can't even tell you last time I type up letters. We don't do that very regularly. Okay, let me get back to this. These donors give $500 monthly to Manasseh Jordan Ministries. So these are the ones, if you give over $500, you have automatic access to a, quote, live prophetic phone call with the prophet. Well, of course, you're lining his pocket. So of course he's going to go out of his way to give you a, quote, unquote, prophetic word. And this is the same guy, by the way, that lost a lawsuit in which he was accused of illegally robocalling people for donations. According to the Cook County Record reported, Manasseh Jordan Ministries placed more than 163 million automatic calls to a database of more than 4 million unique cell phone numbers in just 2 weeks. What's more profound about that is that he had 4 million cell phones that he could reach. The amount of people that are following these people is absolutely profound to me. Another one. Well, look, we're going to name, look, the Apostle Paul named these guys. Another one called Prophet Kyle Miller provides 15-minute calls for $42 and 30-minute calls for $80. Here's another one. Naeem Collins promotes himself as a, quote, cutting-edge prophet called to the nations of the world. And, of course, he charges $50 for a prophetic word. Oh, but let's not leave out the prophetesses, because they're in here too. One of them is Yasmin Best. Her website, Prophets on Call, claims that, quote, we deliver authentic and accurate insights for every situation from the mind of God directly to your ears. Profits on Call charges $78.50 for a 15-minute phone call to get your quote-unquote word from God. If you're of the age of myself, probably in your 40s, you will remember this. This is very reminiscent of the early 1990s Psychic Friends Network stuff that was going around, where it was generating revenue from, again, from people that would, you would pick up your phone and you would call a psychic network for $3.99 a minute. And they would give you a, quote, psychic word. They would tell your fortune. But yet these guys, again, are charging, and it doesn't even matter what they charge. I don't care if they're charging you $5 or $10. All of it, all of this is absolute buffoonery. And I cannot believe that the church falls for this stuff. Millions and millions and millions of people are eating this stuff up. Now, I've highlighted a few things when I put this this segment together, and I want to show you this. The prophet Ezekiel called out these guys. He says, "Woe unto the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing." He said, "They've envisioned fertility and false divination, saying, quote, 'Thus saith the Lord,' but the Lord has not even sent them. God says, 'Have you not seen a futile vision? Have you not spoken false divination? You say the Lord says, but I have not spoken.'" Verse 8, this is Ezekiel 13:8. "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because you have spoken nonsense and envisioned lies, therefore I am indeed against you, says the Lord God." Friend, God is judging the people that submit to this stuff. Oh, y'all don't want to hear that. Listen, these people are going to, they're going to be judged. Yes, the false prophets are going to be judged. Yes, the false apostles are going to be judged. But the people that are given an ear to this will bring judgment to themselves, because they are provoking the Lord to jealousy, because they won't open their Bible up and spend time with Him to get a word from God, but they'll pay money out of their pockets to get somebody to prophesy to them. And look, Ezekiel charges them with the same thing Micah says. Verse 10, "Indeed, because they have seduced my people, saying peace when there is no peace." Guys, I guarantee you that if I was to go right now, which I would not ever, to take my credit card, call one of these jokers up, make a phone call to get a, quote, prophetic word, I guarantee you it will always be encouraging. It will be positive. It'll be something about prosperity. It will never bring correction, never bring rebuke. It will never bring, come on, anything of that nature ever. It will never, it won't matter if I'm serving the Lord, if I'm not serving the Lord, if I'm faithful to the Lord, if I'm not faithful to the Lord, if I'm living in sin, living or practicing iniquity. All that stuff doesn't matter. As long as I'm paying them and lining their pockets, they will give me smooth words. And this is what these prophets are warning about in the Old Testament, saying that these false prophets were saying peace when there was no peace. They were saying, "Thus saith the Lord," when God was nowhere near it. And they were causing people harm and damage. Look at this. He goes on and says, "The prophets of Israel who prophesy concerning Jerusalem and who see, quote, visions of peace for her when there is no peace. Likewise, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who prophesy out of their own heart." Prophesy against them. Guys, just the other day, I saw Charisma Magazine published, gave a platform, no surprise, they gave a platform to a false prophet who got up and he said, and he gave his whole false prophecy about how he saw greatness in America. America's coming back. They're going to be better than ever, bigger than ever, more prosperous than ever, more blessed than ever. Yeah, right. Right. We're turning from God, shedding innocent blood. We're committing adultery like it's nothing, fornicating like it's nothing. Leaders that are coming against Israel, the nation of Israel, which God warns about in Zechariah 12, in Joel 3, in Genesis 12, all over the place. all these sins being committed as a nation as a whole, but yet this prophet is going to try to convince us that God is going to just turn a blind eye to all that stuff. No need of repentance, no need in corporate fasting, no need in corporate repentance, no need in corporate prayer. We don't need to turn from our sins and our wicked ways. No need in all that. God is just going to be like, you know what? America is exempt. America is better than Israel. America is better than any other heathen nation. And it's because it's America, I'm just going to turn my blind eye and I'm just going to bless them. If you believe that nonsense, friends, then you're just as gullible as all these other people that are eating this stuff up. Now, let me take you to the New Testament. And this is just the first half of this segment. I ain't even got to the next story yet. So if your feathers are ruffled, if your feathers are ruffled now, man, I don't know if you're going to even make it into the next part of this segment. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. The Apostle Paul warned the church of Corinth, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ." Notice it. This is really good, guys, right here. I'm going to teach on this for just about 5 minutes. They transform themselves into apostles of Christ. Again, self-promotion. They sent themselves. They promote themselves. They were not sent. They were not anointed. They were not consecrated. Nobody, again, approved them. They just self-promote themselves. All they need is a social media platform. All they need is the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. That's all they need. They just have some catchy slogans, some phrase, and some jewelry on, and something that makes them look like they're somebody, and just put some scripture in it. Listen, Satan was good about that. He was good about twisting scripture and making it appease to the people and making it sound like it was. He told Eve in the garden, did not God say? He made it sound real good. Did not God say this? Didn't God not say that? So Paul warned, he said, there would come a time in the last days that there would be false apostles and deceitful workers transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And I love how they all call themselves apostles. It's amazing how many apostles are in the body of Christ. Listen, I got news for you. There ain't that many apostles. There's just not. It's ridiculous. The qualifications for apostles are what you would see on social media is just absolutely ridiculous. So he says they'll transform themselves into apostles of Christ. Look at this, verse 14. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. And so guys, we can see this theme to the whole. You go to the Old Testament, study it. I could take you to 2 Chronicles, and I can show you the story of where Ahab is looking to go to battle. Jehoshaphat is, he aligns himself with Ahab, and he wants to go to Ramoth Gilead. He wants to get victory here. So Ahab is looking and searching for the prophets to give him a quote unquote word from the Lord. So he sets all of his 200, he sets his 200 false prophets at the table who all sound alike. They all talk alike. They all say the same thing. And it's always positive. It's never negative. It's never a correction. It's never a rebuke. It's never calling Ahab out for his idol worship and all the evil that him and his wife Jezebel did. He's never called out for that. Those prophets all turn a blind eye to it. But the one true prophet, who was Micaiah, was held into a dungeon, into a cell, and he was kept down there because they didn't want him up there, because every time he opened his mouth, and he was a real prophet, it was always a rebuke, it was a warning, and it was a correction. Does that sound familiar today? When the true watchmen are getting out and they're warning the nations and they're warning the church about harbingers and the signs, and they're warning about the harbingers in the heavens, the great and fearful sights from heaven. They're warning about these patterns are showing up. They're warning about these situations that are taking place. They're getting up and they're warning the people that the actions of the nations are bringing the disfavor of God, bringing about selective judgments of God. If we get up and say that stuff, we are treated like Micaiah was of his day. Because people don't want to hear that. They want to hear the smooth talkers. The smooth talkers on Christian television, on Christian radio, and all that. Listen, I'm done. I'm pretty much done with Christian radio. I was, before the solar eclipse took place, I was traveling down the road, and we were traveling back from North Carolina, and I was listening to a particular Christian radio station, very popular, where in which the DJ got up and he was laughing and making light of the solar eclipse, and he even mocked Christians that were warning people that it was a harbinger of God, pretty much laughed at them and mocked at them and even rebuked them, saying that nobody should ever try to put quote unquote fear into the hearts of a people to bring them to repentance. And I thought to myself, wow, that's profound. I wish somebody would have told, come on, the prophets of the Bible that. Because when Jeremiah warned the people and Ezekiel warned the people and Isaiah warned the people, then you go to the New Testament and John warned the people. He said, repent and bear fruits worthy of repentance, because one who comes after me, he said, he has already got the axe laid, come on, to the roots, laid to the tree. If it doesn't bear fruit, it's going to be bundled up and thrown into the fire. He warned them of hellfire. Jesus came along. He warned them of hellfire. The New Testament church got up. Peter, all them jumped up. Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and he said, repent and turn from this perverse and wicked generation. I guess he didn't get the memo of the modern church, did he? Then we have this unbelievable story. What you're looking at is not a strip show. This is not a gentleman's club. This is not a, I don't even know what they call them anymore. We used to call them gentleman's club, a strip club. This is not what you're looking at on your screen here. This photo was taken at a mega church. I know you're shocked. Where in which there was a performance done on the platform, thousands of people there at a men's at a conference, where in which a pastor that was scheduled to speak there got up after seeing this, was grieved, and rebuked the church for platforming this, for giving a stage for this nonsense. I want to read a little bit of this. This is from multiple outlets are picking up on this, but this one in particular is the Gateway Pundit. And I want to read a little bit of this, and I'm going to show you some video from this. Controversy erupted at the Stronger Men's Conference. So this was a men's conference in Springfield, Missouri, organized by James River Church, a notable Pentecostal mega church, wherein which Pastor Mark Driscoll publicly criticized, rebuked, a strip show-like performance by a sword swallower and Vegas performer known for his past as a male stripper. Guys, look. Excuse me. Sorry, ladies, but we have to show this. I'm not going to show you the video. The guy strips down, takes off his shirt, everything, right there on the platform. But it, Brother Ricky, was a men's conference. It doesn't matter. Really? Where does this have a place in the house of God? This is so unbelievable, guys. In the video, he strips off everything down to his pants. So he has no shirt on. He starts climbing up a pole, hanging down. Looks like a woman at a strip club. Does the same exact thing. No difference except for it's a man and not a woman. All this in front of thousands of men and whoever else was there. And this was all permitted by the pastor of the church. So how did the guest speaker react? Here's where the controversy came. And I want to show you this. So Pastor Mark Driscoll, who was the pastor that was invited in, came up on stage. All right, so here we go. We're going to watch this together. There's Pastor Mark Driscoll after this. this performance by this shirtless man climbing a pole looks like it looked no different than again a stripper in a club. He gets up and I want you to hear. We're going to break this down. Listen what he says here.
We're going to talk about how to be an Elijah, yeah, and how to deal with what they have in Jezebel. But let me do this. I've been up since 1 o'clock in the morning. The reason I'm hoarse is I have been praying for you, and my heart is very burnt for you. And I want to be very careful with this, and it's not what I want to say, but the Jezebel spirit has already been here.
Okay, so now he's bringing this rebuke and this correction.
The Jezebel spirit opened our event. This is a rebuke and a correction of no one. This is an observation.
Wow. Well, I understand what he's saying. He's trying to tread lightly, but it really is a rebuke and a correction. Just saying, it really is.
Before the word,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
The word of God was open. There was a platform. It was a high place. On it was a pole, an asherah. The same thing that's used in the strip club for women.
Yep.
Got the Jezebel spirit to seduce men. In front of that was a man who ripped his shirt off like a woman does in front of a pole at a strip club.
Do you hear what he said? Exactly. No different, guys. No different.
That man then ascended. See, our God is not arrogant. He doesn't ascend. Our God is humble. He descends. And then he swallowed.
Okay, now I don't know if you can hear that. I can hear this on my end, but you hear a voice yell, "You're out of line, Mark." That voice, I believe, I'm pretty sure it's coming from the pastor. It's coming from the pastor. Let me rewind this. So the pastor is now offended because Mark is rebuking the church and its leadership for giving a platform to this spirit, this idol worship in the church. Why does this need to be in the church, guys? Why? Let's listen. I'm going to rewind this.
Then he swallowed his
right there. Did you guys hear that?
Sword and Jesus Christ. Okay.
The pastor keeps calling his name, trying to tell him to stop.
Pastor John, I'll receive that. Thank you.
All right, right there, he said, "You're out of line. You're done." Let me rewind that again. This is important here.
I'll receive that. Thank
you're
you.
You're done. He said, "Thank you," and he said, "Thank you." Now, here's what I thought was sad. I want to rewind this. Now, listen to this.
On it was a pole, an asherah. The same thing that's used in the strip club for women who have the Jezebel spirit to seduce men.
Now, did you hear that? It sounded like there was about 10 people clapping. Think about that. There's thousands of people here, and only 10 people had discernment. I don't know, 10, 12, I can't tell you how many people. To me, it sounds like a handful out of thousands of people that have discernment and understood and see what he saw.
In front of that was a man who ripped his shirt off like a woman does in front of a pole at a strip club. That man.
See, you hear that small remnant that are clapping, saying, "Yes, we've seen it. We agree with you."
Then ascended. See, our God is not arrogant. He doesn't ascend. Our God is humble. He descends.
Hear how the majority is not agreeing with him. Just the small remnant.
He swallowed a sword.
Then there's the pastor. You're out of line, Mark.
And Jesus Christ. Okay, Pastor John, I'll receive that. Thank you.
You're done. Now that roaring applause, I don't know if they were applauding that he was done and he was kicked off the stage, or if they were applauding that he brought correction. I would venture to say the former, that they were plotting that he was shut down and taken off the stage, being that the majority of the people was not agreeing with his rebuke. And only a remnant that saw it had discernment. Now, this next clip is following after Mark leaves the stage. The pastor gets up and addresses the church. I want you to hear this. If Mark wanted to say that, he should have said it to me first.
He did Matthew 18. Matthew 18. If your brother offends you, go to him privately. I talked to Mark for a half hour. There was not one word of that. He's out of line.
No, sir. What's out of line is you being a pastor and you have no discernment and you give a foothold to the devil in your church and allow this buffoonery nonsense to take center stage. That's what's unacceptable. That's what's offensive. And that's what's out of line. Kudos to Mark Driscoll. We need more pastors like that. And I would have done the exact same thing that he did. And thank God there's people booing him that agree with Mark Driscoll.
Gotta agree with him. But we are brothers in Christ, and there's a right way to handle disagreement.
Now again, how was this out of line? I'm going to tell you, the reason why this pastor got so offended is because he was embarrassed because he was called out. He was called out. Again, guys, I wept over this morning. When I first saw this, the first time I saw this morning, I literally tears filled my eyes and I wept over this. As I weep for our children. You want to know? You want to know why we get emails? Listen to me really clearly. You want to know why we get constant emails and messages from people all over the nation? I'm talking about all over the nation, even outside of America, that say, we cannot find a church. No church will stand up to Jezebel. They won't stand up to Moloch. They won't stand up to Ashtaroth, Astar, and all these other idol gods. They won't stand for righteousness. They won't stand against sin. They won't stand for the shedding of innocent blood or against the shedding of innocent blood. They won't stand for the sanctity of marriage. They don't have no backbone. They never preach repentance. They don't preach the cross. They don't preach the blood. We get constant emails and messages, and you wonder why people say, we don't go to church anymore. We can't find a church anymore. This is the epitome of this stuff, guys. And that's why it broke my heart this morning, and it crushed me. You think I like getting up here and talking about this stuff? People think that I get some kind of a thrill out of this. No, it crushes me. It breaks my heart because my heart just, it rips my heart out. Because you know how many people probably, if they had any wisdom and discernment about them, they probably left that church. And now they're wounded, they're hurt, and now they're like sheep that's gone astray, and they're having to find another church in your area. Guys, I get it. I understand. It is like finding a needle in a haystack to find a church, guys, that has not, come on, taken a bite of the apple that Satan is offering them. Take this, partake of that, do this, participate in this. You'll get more followers. You'll get more money. You'll get bigger. You'll get better. Your empire will become great and your influence will become exponential. So guys, I'm done today. I've shown you the scriptures. I don't know what else I can do. I don't know what else as watchmen that we can do to prove to you that we are in the time of the end. We're in exactly what the apostles warned about. We're in exactly the days that the prophets have warned about. There's nothing more we can do. We've presented all the evidence, and it's up to you to do what you can do about it. I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you right now. Listen, let's do it right now. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I have delivered this word today, this message. And Lord, my heart is heavy. There's such a flood of emotions. I'm angry. I'm sickened. I'm saddened. I'm disgusted. There's a righteous indignation. Lord, you understand this. You went into your, you went into the temple. You went into the house of your father's house and you flipped over the money changers' tables and you rebuked them for turning the father's house of prayer into a den of thieves. And this is what we've done today. We've turned the house of God into a three-ring circus, literally a three-ring circus where there's a swordsman climbing up a pole without a shirt on, performing in front of people. Why, God? Why have we done this? Because we have turned from the living word of God. We've turned from your presence. Prayer is not enough. Your presence is not enough. Lord, your word is not enough. We are looking and reaching for everything else to fill that void and trying to fill up the seats. And Lord, we've turned this into an entertainment base. We've turned this into a business model. Lord, these prophets are selling false prophecies and dismaying the people and turning people away and deceiving people. And God, this is all heartbreaking. But Lord, I know that just there's always a remnant out there that understand your word, know your word. You said your sheep will know your voice and the voice of the stranger they know not, nor will they follow. And I pray today specifically for that remnant that is still standing strong, that is still holding fast, that is not wavered, that is not surrendered, that is not given into this nonsense, that's given into this seduction and this these deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils. I pray for them to be strengthened in this hour and strengthened in this time of that we're in, because this is only becoming more and more rampant. I pray that we would remain strong, that we would remain steadfast. And it's for me and my house, and it's for you and your house. May we serve the one and true living God. And come on. And everybody said today, amen and amen. And we pray this today in Jesus' name. Guys, listen, do me a favor. I know this is a different word, but you need to share this with your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, those that they need to see this. This is a wake-up call. Ding, 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 ding. We're ringing the bell. They need to see this today. Again, download our free app today, Apple, Android. Hit yes to push notifications. You're going to be squared away and squared to get all of our information. Again, please hit that like button, hit that bell notification, share this, share the link, share the podcast on all these platforms. And listen, guys, if our ministry blesses you, encourages you, equips you, and informs you, listen, we're not going to give you a toll-free phone number that you call and we're going to and charge you $50 to give you a word that you have that you should have that's going to confirm to you what God's already spoken to you in the 66 books of the Bible. We're never going to do that nonsense. We're not going to promise you extra preferential treatment if you do this. And we don't have a platinum and a gold and a silver and a bronze categories of partners. No. What we do is we continue to feed the sheep, we continue to minister, we equip, we inform, we correct, we do all the above, and all we ask is if our ministry blesses you and all the above, we ask that you pray about becoming a monthly partner, whatever that looks like for you. And you can do that two different ways. Give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. We'll be back here tomorrow night, April 16th, Tuesday, April 16th, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. I will be on the Kingdom Intelligence Report with Bishop Larry Raglan of the Big Picture Podcast. So that'll be tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm not really sure what we're going to talk about yet, but I guarantee you it'll be a great program. So I want to encourage you to tune in tomorrow night for that program. And then we'll be off Wednesday. We'll take a break. And then we've got a word for you Thursday, and we'll have something for you on Friday as well. So until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.